world of college football is just waiting to erupt. Now, the Bueller Air Conditioning Saturday kickoff on 1010XL. Stay cooler with Bueller. Brought to you by Sonny's Barbecue, local pitmaster since 68. Here are your hosts, Matt Hayes and Terry Norvell.
All right, welcome in to Saturday Kickoff, brought to you by Bueller Air Conditioning, and of course, our friends at Sonny's Barbecue, where it's all football, all college football, all the time. I'm Matt Hayes, he's Terry Norvell. We're here until 12:30 today, talking all things college football, leading into the Gators pregame show here on 1010XL. That's 92.5 on the FM, 1010 on the AM, and of course, you can download the 1010XL app and stream it. If you want to get involved, jump on the text line, brought to you by our good friends at Lifetime Enclosures, 904-641-1010. We'll have a weekly pick segment at the end of the show with Happy Valley Rob, our producer. He'll take the fourth caller after this first segment, and we'll try and get somebody to once again, beat us. It's, you know, somebody's got to step up at some point. All right, you got to come on. You got to, now listen, you have to be able to come on live at the end of the show. Typically, it's in the late 1 o'clock or late coming up to the 1 o'clock hour. Now, since it's a half-hour abbreviated show, you got to be available around 12:15 if you want a chance to pick against us and win a sweet Sonny swag bag, which now we're like loading them up in the back room, in the storeroom, because there's so many of them in here. We don't know what to do with them. All right.
And, Matt, we're going off early, 12:30, so we can hand it to the Gator Radio Network for pregame.
Yep.
That's why.
It's their pregame that you can, once again, just keep it here and you'll listen to all Gators all the time, because we are the flagship station of the Florida Gators. All right, we got Mike Griffith of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's
nice.
Dog Nation, our SEC insider. He's live in Knoxville. He'll be coming up at 11:40. We've got our All-American, Sonny's Pitmaster, Shannon Snell. He'll be on in the second hour to talk all things Gators. It's week four, everyone, and it's prove-it time all over college football. Unbeaten Arkansas against Texas A&M in Jerry's World. Notre Dame travels to unbeaten North Carolina. Unbeaten Clemson against unbeaten Wake Forest. Unbeaten USC against unbeaten Oregon State. Baylor at unbeaten Iowa State. And you ready for this? Duke unbeaten at unbeaten
game?
Kansas.
How about that game?
And of course, unbeaten Tennessee playing host to their nemesis, the Florida Gators. What a week, T-Mac. What a week.
I love it. Don't you love it? I mean, obviously, late September, we've been conditioned. Late September, for the longest time, was the Southern Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Coming out of Knoxville, coming out of Gainesville, Florida, Tennessee, not quite that size this year because of one of the programs, probably more Florida than Tennessee. But you mentioned some of those other intriguing games. Wake Forest, Clemson, where does that go?
Yeah.
Where does that game go at high noon? That's a good one. And we'll get into this in the pick segment later. That U.S. – and I'm not much of a gambling guy, but that USC Oregon State did one
wait,
of the
wait,
Vegas –
Wait, just save it.
I'll save
okay,
that, but
save
there, there may be a little controversy about the Las Vegas line. There's a lot of weird stuff around that line. We'll get to that in the picks.
Just say that because that's
good, weird.
That's a good little tease.
It's a weird deal, but yeah, and then the – we'll talk to Griff about a lot of different stuff, but the Auburn-Missouri, I mean, is that game –
Loser goes home.
Is that game sponsored by Indeed? Should both coaches go ahead and post their resume?
Right.
I mean, just post your resume, right? I mean, those guys are gone, right? I don't know if they're Jimmy Sexton clients, but if they are, Jimmy Sexton can do a 2-for-1. He can go start the exit paperwork, interview paperwork for both the guys.
Right.
I mean, Harsin and Drinkwitz, right? They have no chance.
And
particularly after Auburn.
Now that you say that, I mean,
no chance.
If ESPN was smart, they would have, like, called up their Indeed guy that they know and say, hey, you interested in
sponsoring that game, right?
That's actually,
I mean, you got to get a jump on your resume out there, don't you, if you're Harsin and
honestly, I think Harsin's gone anyway, but, I mean, the loser of that game's in deep.
What a miserable performance by Auburn. And a good performance by Penn State last week, but miserable by Auburn. Just, I mean, woodshed at home. Bright, sunny day, CBS, national, and they got held by the hair. And just beat in the face, and they couldn't stop Penn State.
And still haven't played Zach Calzada.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand either. All right. It's what we do every week in this show. Let's run out of the tunnel.
Now let's run out of the tunnel. Brought to you by Cannons of Jacksonville. Your best shot for trailer hitches.
All right. Of course, this segment is brought to you by our good friends at Cannons of Jackson. Family-owned and operated towing and custom welding business serving Jacksonville since 1950. You need a trailer hitch installation with top-quality towing products like gooseneck hitches, fifth wheel hitches, weight distributing tow bars, all at wholesale prices. Go see Cannons of Jackson or call them at 904-733-3524. Here we go, people. Let's not confuse the issue. This moment is as big as it gets for the Tennessee program over the last two decades. There are potentially bigger games down the road, okay? Proven statements for an emerging Vols program against Georgia and Alabama. None are bigger than Saturday against Georgia in front of a record crowd at Neyland Stadium and a morning full of hype and hysteria with ESPN's College Game Day making an appearance for the first time since 2016. Oh, by the way, the last time Tennessee beat Florida. Tennessee coach Josh Heupel, he's trying to keep the Vols even keel in this emotional moment, okay? He says, quote, "It's going to be important for us, all of us, the 11 guys in the field and everybody in the sidelines, to be able to compete and have the right frame of mind for 60 minutes. You know what I got to say to that? The hell with that. Get on the field, get payback. Run out of the tee, point to the Gators, and make it clear that it's not ending until all of those demons are eliminated." Like Franks to Cleveland.
In trouble in the backfield, wants to throw now, and he's going to go deep. And I mean deep, and I mean touchdown, Florida!
Or Greer to Callaway.
Here's Greer. Lot of time. Got it! Antonio Callaway! Down the sidelines! Touchdown! Florida!
Or Leak to Baker.
Play fake. Leak pulls up. Got a man wide open. A defender slips, and Dallas Baker has a touchdown.
Or, for the love of all things Big Orange, Palmer to Gaffney.
Comes the blitz, quick flip, caught. Can he hold it long enough? The official says yes. Oh, boy, is that going to be controversial.
Make it matter, Vols. Make it big. Make it happen. Emotion and motivation is huge in college sports. So why stifle it? Seize the motion. Change your season. Barry, finally your nemesis, the Gators. Because if you don't, oh boy, that could lead to some serious backlash. All right, T-Mac, we are out of the tunnel. What do you see, brother?
Well, first of all, let's back up. Brad Nessler, the first call. Lundquist, and great calls.
Right.
Just great calls. That's why they're professionals. How good was that?
Those four plays, just literally gut punches for every Vols.
I mean, absolute gut punch. With that said, if Tennessee fan knew they were going to win today, okay, if they understood, they've got a crystal ball, they know they're going to win, would they like a gut punch to Florida or a 45-point just ass-whipping?
That's a great question.
What would Tennessee fans want?
That's a great question. In fact, if you're driving around listening, or if you're at your house, or in your hammock, or you're driving to your tailgate party, wherever that is, because you know you're not going to Knoxville at this point, and you're listening to us, get on the text line brought to you by Lifetime Enclosures, 904-641-1010. And tell us, leave your name, because we're going to use your name when we tell your answer, and tell us what you would rather have.
Yeah.
A gut punch that sucks the life out of Florida. Or literally just a pounding that by the fourth quarter, it's all the Gator fans have left, and it's an unbelievable celebration for the last 15 minutes of the fourth quarter and then on through the night. Tell us what you think, actually, would be the better for you.
I can't even imagine the multiple gut punches, how Tennessee fan took that.
Or worse, if you're a Gator fan, explain to us what would be harder to take.
Yeah.
What would be harder to take?
Yeah.
The absolute 1992 45-3 route in Neyland Stadium, or a gut punch like Greer to Callaway?
7-3 at the half in that game, by the way.
Yeah.
7-3 at the half. Tennessee wins 45-3 when it's over.
So there is some news, by the way, with this game. Cedric Tillman, the All-American receiver at Tennessee, will not play. He's dealing with an ankle. I always love that, how they say that, too.
An ankle.
He's got an ankle.
He's got an ankle.
It's not that he has an ankle sprain or he's got an ankle sprain. It's just he's got an ankle. And then now we've also actually graduated to lower body injury, yeah. upper body injury. But at least we're saying he's got an ankle. So he's got an ankle, okay?
He's a nice player.
He will not play. He's a very good player.
Very nice player.
They've got, you know, Brew McCoy is a guy they got transferred from USC. He's a very good player. Jalen Hyatt's also a really good player. So they've got guys, and oh, by the way, they can run the ball because I don't know if anybody out there realizes this, but that blur ball offense that Tennessee likes to run, it's not really a passing offense. It's more of a downhill run offense. They ran Tennessee last year for more than 2,700 yards. They're averaging right around 200 yards right now a game. They will run the ball. And after you see what Utah did to Florida, and after you see what USF, you flipping SF did to Florida last week in Gainesville, they had over 20 yards in the first half, almost 300 for the game. What do you think Tennessee's going to do?
Mm. And, you know, a little bit like the Kiffin offenses, you think pass, pass, pass. They've got a history. They've run it up under that pass and run it down your throat. That's what Tennessee can do. Tennessee can do that. You think pass, pass, pass.
It's the old Baylor offense.
It really is, but they will gash you with the inside handoff, and you're gassed. How's Florida going to run Desmond Watson on and off the field in that game?
It
better be on the near hash.
No, literally, he's not going to play. I don't know how he plays because he can't go extended plays.
No, exactly.
And he's not coming on and off the field.
Even short hash.
Yeah.
Love the kid, but that's a long way to get out there. Yeah. And then do you want to run him out there and he's gassed as he gets in his three-point stance? Right? I'm being serious here.
I'm not disagreeing with you, man. I'm not disagreeing with you. All right. We're going to come back on the other side. We'll get deep into this Florida-Tennessee
game. Tip of the hat to the montage,
though. Yeah, well done,
the
Happy
Tennessee
Valley,
montage.
Well done.
Let's go.
Tennessee.
Let's go.
Well done to our producer.
Baby. Wow. That didn't get you in the mood.
We're going to come back. Rob, by the way, Happy Valley Rob's going to take the fourth call here for one of you guys to try and beat us.
Somebody
this is like
Matt,
a
please.
Year and a half streak right now we're going on. So someone come in here, take a chance, try and beat us on picks. It's five games. If you beat us, you get the sweet Sonny swag bag. Give us a call. You've got to be able to go on live. Don't be intimidated. You've got to be able to go on live at around 12:15. Yeah.
Year and a half,
a year
Matt.
And a half.
You've been just pummeling these guys.
I mean, I'm not that good at it. Seriously. Just pick a game. All right, we'll come back on the other side. Fourth call Rob will take. We'll get into much more on the other side. It's Saturday kickoff brought to you by our good friends at Bueller Air Conditioning and Sonny's Barbecue.
They're experts on the Jaguars.
Just wanted to say woo!
Join Mike Dempsey, Fat Tony, and E.T. on Jaguars Today.
From the Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute Studios.
Every weekday from 10 to noon on 1010XL.
Hey, Jaguars fans, are you tired of being late to the game because you're stuck in traffic or circling the lot looking for a place to park? Well, join the thousands of other Jags fans who already know the smartest way to get to TIA Bank Field is on the JTA Game Day Express. Shuttles run from four convenient locations around Jacksonville, including the Kings Avenue parking garage on the South Bank. Tickets start at just $10 and are available exclusively on the Token Transit mobile app. The JTA Game Day Express. It's like winning before the game even starts.
Stay cooler with Bueller.
Pickin' here. About 2 years ago, I had Bueller Air out to install the nicest system we've ever had at our home. Why did I choose Bueller? Well, they were and still are locally owned, and their service is immaculate. I mean, they really have the coolest guys in town. Right now, they even have 0% financing available on all new systems. So remember, for AC needs, stay cooler with Bueller.
Bueller Air, stay cooler with Bueller.
Attention all current lease owners. Before you turn in your vehicle, come get a free appraisal and equity evaluation at Key Buick GMC. Key can pay off your lease early. Do not wait. Now is the time to go to Key Buick GMC. They are currently buying all makes and models. The market conditions are increasing the value of your vehicle each and every day. So come see what your car is worth. Ask for Derek or Steve. That's Key Buick GMC. We are professional grade. Across the street from Tinseltown, South Side and Gate, or go to KeyBuickGMC.com.
Got chronic joint pain but want to avoid steroids and surgery? Take some advice from pro football legend Emmett Smith. Call QC Kinetics.
Let QC Kinetics help you improve your quality of life with biologic therapies that get your body to repair and restore damaged tissue.
These exciting new regenerative treatments from local medical professionals can help your body heal itself with lasting pain relief.
Trust me, you want to avoid surgery if you can. Check out these biologic treatments to see what your options are.
QC Kinetics, restorative, regenerative solutions with no downtime, no surgery, no drugs.
I'm talking about joint pain we all can relate to in your knees, your shoulders, your hips, and your lower back. They'll get you feeling good again.
Get relief now.
What are you waiting on? Make the call to QC Kinetics. Tell them Emmett Smith sent you.
Call QC Kinetics, 904-274-5522. That's 904-274-5522. 904-274-5522.
Congratulations to Exit Real Estate Gallery and their continued support of the Jacksonville Jaguars. As a proud partner since 2016, Exit's unwavering commitment to the Jaguars illustrates their commitment to the North Florida community. A trusted local leader in real estate, Exit's footprint spans throughout the region with 7 offices and over 400 realtors to help you with your real estate needs. So whether you're looking to sell, buy, or rent local real estate, an Exit agent is always available to assist.
15,000 workers. I'm Brian Rose from Remedy Staffing. We survey 15,000 blue-collar workers each year to better understand what drives quality and dependability in our workforce. The survey shows when looking for a new job, the initial pay rate, job security, and safety while working are the most important factors for hourly workers. If you're an employer and would like to learn more about the voice of the blue-collar worker, please call us at 904-528-1933.
This is Mike Lynch, PGA Golf Professional. Take it from me. If you're dealing with an orthopedic issue, talk to the doctors at Southeast Orthopedic Specialists, where you're treated like a pro.
This is Dr. Kevin Murphy with Southeast Orthopedic Specialists, where athletes are treated like pros. Thanks to all of you who have allowed us to be part of your recovery. Call us at Southeast Orthopedic Specialists if you ever have a need.
Relieve pain and get back to life.
Call SOS.
Southeast Orthopedic Specialists.
Rick Ballew for Carlson Dental. You know, I've been telling you this for quite some time because it's true. I hate going to the dentist, or at least I used to hate going to the dentist. I had total anxiety. And then I tried sedation, light sedation for cleaning and deep sedation as well for cavities and root canals. Folks, it's an incredible experience. So don't be nervous. Don't be scared. Go to CarlsonDentalGroup.com. That's CarlsonDentalGroup.com for all of your dental needs.
Let's fire up the flavor and ignite those appetites. Let's slow down and smell the barbecue. Because all your favorites are smoked for hours and ready for eating when you are. From our famous ribs to slow smoked pork. Enjoy some perfection by the plateful, safely in our dining room or in the comfort of your home. With curbside pickup, drive-through, and delivery. Sonny's Barbecue, local pitmasters since 68.
He's the quarterback whisperer.
You can do this.
Denny Thompson joins the drill Friday mornings in the 8 o'clock hour to talk QB.
This man right here does whatever it takes.
Brought to you by Honest Abe Roofing and Tyson Sound and Security on 1010XL. This 1010XL 92.5 FM hour is powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 904-600-4000. That's 904-600-4000.
We're back now?
Back.
Now we're back.
We are back.
You're my hero.
So I've been talking now for like 15 seconds and Rob didn't tell me we're back. We're back. On the Saturday kickoff show. I'm Matt Aze. He's Terry Novell. It's kind of an apropos music there leading.
Yeah.
The hero music since Anthony Richardson declared this week that he is not Superman.
Yeah.
That's what you want from your quarterback, right? You want him to declare he's not Superman.
And he mentioned his confidence was down.
Yeah.
That's just what you want from your QB.
All right. So we've been talking about how badly the Florida Tennessee game, and if you're a Tennessee fan, do you want that gut punch win over Florida? Like we've played those four clips of just how they've been absolutely just like their hearts ripped out four times in the last 2 decades. Do you want that if you're a Tennessee fan over Florida, or do you want the absolute butt whipping? And we've been asking everybody to jump on the text line brought to you by our good friends at Lifetime Enclosures, 904-641-1010. We've got some interesting responses.
Maddie,
here.
I
think what's interesting is there's, you know, we're just like scrolling with all these responses, but none of you guys want to pick against me. Like you're scared out there. Seriously. 904-641-1010 if you want to pick against me and win a sweet Sunny swag bag. All right, let's read some of these on the text line. This is pretty interesting. You're a Gator hater, Hayes. Just kidding, man. I always enjoy listening to you. I'm not a Gator hater. I'm actually a Florida graduate. I'm just kind of a realist. All right. The 445 says both gut punch and elongated celebration. I like that.
Okay.
868 says, who cares about UT? Go get them Gators. That's from Melbourne Marcus. 613, Aaron from Jax. Straight up ass whipping for every loss I have witnessed in the 24 years of my life. That's the kind of dude I like right there. I don't want the gut punch. If I'm a Vols fan, I don't want the gut punch.
I want
an absolute annihilation. I want like 45-3.
Yeah.
That's what I want. I definitely want 45-3. Jason, the Gator fan, he wants a blowout win. A blowout win by Tennessee would be worse to me. This is a Gator fan.
Okay.
Would be worse to me because it would make me question the rest of the season with our quarterback. That's
fair enough.
A great point.
Fair
We're going to get into that as well. Here's another one, Pat and Jackson. Well, I can't speak for Vols fans as a dog fan, but I'd say give me the gut punch. No one deserves it more than Gator Nation.
So Georgia off the top ring rope at the Florida-Tennessee wrestling match. Georgia off the top ring rope.
One last one before we get into this. Here's Murphy, a Gator fan, says, how our team looks currently, I wouldn't be that upset with a nail-biter loss. But if we get blown out, it would mean the season is totally lost. And that's a great point to kind of segue to what I'm talking about right here. As a Gator fan out there, you get like a 43-41-13 knot on your head. Are you suddenly concerned about Billy Napier? I don't think so. I think Billy Napier is going to do a fantastic job there, okay? I think he's gonna recruit. He's gonna get dudes, and I think they're gonna win an SEC title with him. And I think they're gonna get to the playoff with him as well. But I will say this: are you suddenly concerned if they go up there and they get just annihilated? Are you concerned? Not really the shape of the program or the direction of the program, but more so, Billy Napier is your quarterback coach, he's your offensive coordinator, and he's your play caller. So are you more concerned of the idea of he hasn't been able to develop Anthony Richardson in the 10 months that he's been around him? That's really the question. And are you concerned that his quarterback, after the second game of the season, says, I've lost confidence? How do you lose? If you're a guy with that amount of talent, and Anthony Richardson clearly has a ton of talent, you saw it on display week one, how do you go from a Heisman candidate, a guy that plays like a Heisman candidate, I should say, to week two? Everybody has bad games, okay? Everyone has bad games. I want to make this very clear. Everyone has bad games. He has a bad game a week following an unbelievable performance. But immediately he says he's lost confidence? That, to me, I think is, whoa, wait a second. This is a little bit of a red flag. So the question then really is, are you concerned with the guy who's coaching him and getting him ready?
Let me answer all your questions. I'm not concerned about Napier. Because I'm a roster realist.
Right.
The roster's not very good.
It's terrible.
I'm a roster realist. Number two.
Not good.
Number two, Anthony Richardson has displayed incredible athletic talent, totally different than quarterback skill. Number three, I don't think Richardson played this incredible great game against Utah. Before you jump, let me explain. Anthony Richardson, look at the tape for his year and a quarter that he's been playing college football. He only has one play. There's only one play that Anthony Richardson is adept at running. And you know what that play is? A busted play, sandlot, improv play. Think about it. How often do you spin a circle and throw a pass? Runs 45 yards for a touchdown down the third of the field where it's a total bust. There's not a defender. His only play is a sandlot play. I'm not – athletically, yes. Quarterback skill, I haven't seen a bit.
Right, I'm going to push back a little bit.
He doesn't have – Anthony Richardson, I just don't think you can be turned into a passer. I think you are either a natural thrower of the ball, baseball, football, or you're not. I don't know if he's ever going to be the smooth quarterback. Go.
That's fair. I'm going to push back on you right now, okay, because he made numerous throws in that Utah game that were accurate, that were on time, and he threw with anticipation. He looked very confident. He looked very smooth. His mechanics were really good. He was squared up and framed up when he threw the ball. I think He was 17 of 24 for 168, no touchdowns, no interceptions. He ran for 106 on 11 carries, three scores. I think when you look at him as a thrower, what he did in that Utah game, I saw him. Everybody saw the run against Utah. Everybody saw the two-point conversion against Utah and said, oh, my God, he's a Heisman candidate. I saw the throws. He looked like a quarterback in that game. And I don't know how it went from that to literally 7 days later, I don't have confidence. That's kind of where I'm at right now. Because
I think if you went back and rewatched Utah, there were some wow, good throw, good throw, good throw.
There was like about seven or eight good throws. In
interspersed
that game.
With, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, good throw. You know, I think a guy with a 98 mile an hour fastball can throw a strike once every five. I think he's a guy that throws a strike once every four pitches. Once every four. And it's hard to plan.
I think he's much better than that. I don't know what happened.
I think it's hard to plan an offense around your number one play is a busted play. Scramble, sandlot play on two, break. That's your number one
it's
play.
It's not, though. That's
number
the whole
two,
thing. It's
I
not.
Don't know if he's ever going to be a smooth, consistent passer of the football.
He reminds me
of Vince Young and Jamarcus Russell. Two incredible athletes. Could throw the ball 80 yards, could throw it through that wall. Vince Young never looked comfortable throwing. You never felt like the ball was going where it was supposed to go. Same with Jamarcus Russell. I've got to see him polish his throwing of the ball. And I think you are an innate thrower. I think we could go take a 14-year-old kid out in that backfield, hand him a football and baseball, watch him for 5 minutes. You can go, that guy's not a natural thrower of the ball. You know what I mean by natural? He just doesn't look natural throwing it. Go.
All right, I know what you're saying, but you're out of your mind.
Okay.
I mean, if you don't think Vince Young was a thrower.
He looked like he was throwing darts.
You saw what he did his last 2 years at Texas, right?
Absolutely. And what were some of his best plays?
Not scrambles. You guys are like.
And he had a great team, too. Now, Vince Young won a national title. Yeah, he had a great team. Vince Young's not in the NFL because he can't throw the football.
Vince Young is not in the NFL because he cannot throw the football. But I'm not talking about the NFL. And that's what the one thing I don't.
I thought Vince Young looked like he was throwing darts.
We were talking about college. Vince, in his last season at Texas, okay, completed 65% of his passes, threw for over 3,000 yards. In the season before, in 2004, okay, look, Vince isn't an elite thrower.
It wasn't
but,
a pure
but a guy
thrower.
That throws for but a guy that throws for more than 3,000 again is 60%. Like I mean, I don't. And Jamarcus Russell threw for like 3,700 yards his senior year.
Not a pure
first
thrower.
Pick in the draft.
Awkward.
First pick of the draft.
Biggest bust.
Absolutely. And that's why I point him out.
Well, someone in the NFL thought he could be a thrower.
They missed too. You know? Well,
all 32?
A lot.
Here's something for you guys really quick. Dan Mullen was quoted in September 13th of 2021 saying that Anthony Richardson was not the starting quarterback because they were saying, and I quote, here it is. Oh, gosh, I just lost it. Where to go? Be honest with you, I don't listen to suggestions. If you're in our staff meeting, I'm going to listen to your suggestions. But it was quoted saying that Anthony Richardson ran too much, could not make the reads. He drops back. He misses a protection check, then misses the hot throw, then misses the primary read, and then scrambles around and runs, and everyone thinks, what a spectacular play. This was back just last year, and what has changed?
Let me explain this to you, okay? You know what that is?
What is that, Matt?
It's an excuse.
Oh.
That's an excuse. Because if you're Dan Mullen and you're this quarterback guru coach, okay, it's your job to get him ready to play.
You're too – Matt exactly. Hayes. You're,
it's your job.
Matt
he's
Hayes.
Getting, wait. No,
you're
no,
two
no,
eyes.
No, no, no,
go
no,
ahead, go ahead.
He's getting paid $7 million a year. His job is to recruit players and develop players. If Anthony Richardson's not going through his progressions, which, oh, by the way, he did against Utah. If he's not going through his progressions, if he's not mechanically sound – if he's not framed when he throws, if he's bailing too soon, that's on Dan Mullen. That's the coach. At some point, you got to coach him, okay? You've got to coach him to be put him in position to be successful. It's simple as that.
Let me ask you this.
You could put some of it on him. You could put some of it on him, right? I think it's 100% on Napier. That was my original point here with this entire argument is if he struggles again, you got to look at Napier because he's had 10 months to be with him. He's had 10 months to figure this out and show this kid.
So you think
here's
Richardson
what we need to
has
do.
Innate quarterback skills?
I absolutely do. I watched him in that Utah game. That dude can throw the ball.
By the way, if he's the quarterback for Florida the rest of the year, I've said Florida's going to have a roller coaster team season. He's gonna have moments where you go, wow. If he plays the rest of the year, and Florida probably will beat one more team they're not supposed to, I think he's just going to have peaks and valleys. He may go out and hit 10 big passes. I don't think you're ever going to get consistent with Anthony.
Question for you, fellas.
Hang on a second, Rob.
Go ahead, Matt.
Hang on a second. I'm going to explain something else to everybody driving
around
out there.
We got Maddie going tonight.
I love it.
I'm going to explain something else to everybody driving around out there and everybody like saying Anthony Richardson's a bum. Let me explain something to you. Today will be his fifth start of his career.
Right.
Not of the season, of his career. It took Cam Newton maybe almost 4 years to figure it out. He was terrible at Florida. Went to junior college. He's pretty good. Went to Auburn. Wasn't even the starter originally at Auburn. And then blew up, okay?
What game does that not come into play? That was his seventh start only.
It took Vince Young almost 4 years to figure it out.
Yeah.
Okay? It's the kid's fifth start. And if you look at Utah and how he played at Utah, something is going on with him mentally. Why he has the yips, I don't know why he has the yips, okay?
He's glad you said the yips. I've used that before. Yeah.
He is not the same quarterback as he was in the Utah game. That's my concern. My concern is he's not the same quarterback, and it wasn't just a one-game blip. It's a two-game blip against a very average team in game three. So that's my concern. Then it becomes, okay, he's struggling. He's admitted he's not Superman, for God's sakes. He's already making excuses for himself in his fifth career start. I go to then the staff. What are you doing to help him and get him prepared and put him in position to be ready to play?
Matt.
You guys all just want to jump on this kid. It's his fifth start.
I'm not jumping on him necessarily. I'm just saying I've seen enough. I just don't think he's ever going to be a smooth passer, and it's hard to consistently play offense like that. I think he's going to have another – if he plays the rest of the way, he's going to have LSU halves. Remember when he came in against LSU?
Yeah.
He's going to have a half like that.
Well, the Florida State game.
And he's going to have absolutely stink it up. I think he's – I don't see a lot of consistency. With your two eyeballs, Matt Hayes' two eyeballs, of all the quarterbacking you've seen between these two quarterbacks, who do you think has better quarterback skills that you've seen? Not potential, you've seen. Emory Jones, Anthony Richardson. Quarterback skills.
That I've seen.
That you've seen, not you're projecting.
Far and away, Anthony Richardson. Far and away.
Really?
Yes.
What about Felipe Franks?
Far and
really?
Away.
Really?
Far and away. Not even close.
I'm not Emory Jones' agent or anything. I'm just saying, you're projecting Richardson.
I'm not projecting anything.
I think.
I saw him play against Utah. I saw against a very, very good Utah team. I don't know what's happened since that game. But I saw him, and I saw him stand in a pocket. I saw him stand there framed, great mechanics, throw on time, throw with anticipation, make six or seven NFL throws. I saw him do that.
I bet you if you rewatch.
Hang on a second. I didn't see Emory Jones make an NFL throw one time, not once. Okay?
Okay.
So this dude, if you're asking me who's, it's not even close, man. All right. We're going to wrap up this
By the
segment.
Way, good segment right there.
We're going to wrap up
we're this getting, segment. It's heated.
That's
it's
some college ball talk right there is what that is. College ball.
All right, we're wrapping this thing up. We're going to come back with our boy Mike Griffith from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Dog Nation, our SEC insider. You read him there. You see him on
and
the
he
SEC
is
Network with
in,
Mom. And he is live
in that throng
from Knoxville. So we'll get Griff to break it down. Come back on the other side. We will continue with our spirited debate here on Saturday Kickoff, brought to you by our friends at Bueller Air Conditioning and Sonny's Real Pit Barbecue.
The Bueller Air Conditioning Saturday Kickoff, brought to you by Sonny's Barbecue on 1010XL.
Yeah, it's DMX. This is Griff talking right now. This is Griff walk. This is his walk-up music. There's no doubt about that.
What'd you say last week?
Double shotgun.
Double
Griff.
Barrels.
Yeah, well, this is his walk-up music with double shotguns hanging out. He doesn't care, man. He don't care about anything. All right, it's Saturday kickoff. We are back here. Matt Hayes, Terry Norvell, Happy Valley Rob pushing the buttons for us. It's a big game in Knoxville. Big game. And, we have our big game guy, Mike Griffith of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Dog Nation, you read him there. You see him on the SEC Network with Paul Feinbaum. Griff, good morning to you. Have you strolled along the quad there at the campus and kind of soaked it in?
No, I didn't. I go to Neyland Stadium this afternoon, and
you know, watch the Gators and the Vols sort it out, see who emerges, right? I think the winner is, you know, a contender still in the East, you know, maybe to have that puncher's chance against Georgia later this season. I know Kentucky is looming, but today's game is it's a real elimination game. I mean, if Tennessee loses at home to Florida, that'd be a big, big setback. And, you know, meanwhile, the Gators already got an SEC loss, so we'll see if, you know, Billy Napier can, you know, find some magic like he did when he beat Utah. I mean, he can only live off that game for so long.
All right, Griff, critical question, okay? We've been talking about this morning. If you are a Tennessee fan, you covered the Vols for a while there from the Knoxville News Sentinel. If you are a Vols fan, considering all the just absolute gut punches they've dealt with over the last two decades, and we play highlights of all of them, what would you rather have, a gut punch win to just make Florida just die on the sidelines, or an absolute annihilation of like 41-13 where you're just rolling through it in the second half?
Well, I think you want the annihilation, because I think if you play Florida close, then I think you've got some doubts about your ceiling, right? Because, you know, right, Florida is, you know, and maybe that's not fair, because, you know, they had a tough game against Kentucky, and I know last week against South Florida wasn't pretty, but, you know, that confidence is everything, Matt. You know, I have, and if their confidence and their level of buy-in is more important. You know, a lot of these teams we've covered, they end up playing better than they really are, right? Because they think they're supposed, like I covered some Michigan State football teams like that. There's no way in hell that Michigan State should have beat Urban Meyer and Ohio State with Ezekiel Elliott and Michael Thomas in that stadium. There's no way they should have beat Michigan all those years. There's no way, you know, but they did, because of the camaraderie, because of the synergy, right? When the sum is greater than the parts. And Tennessee's going to need synergy if they're going to be a threat to Georgia. Anybody will need synergy, maybe with the exception of Alabama and Ohio State. You know, Georgia's got more talent. So to answer your question, I know what you're saying from the fans' perspective. You know, they may want the Gators to suffer. But from a coach's perspective and from a practical perspective of what Tennessee needs, it's a blowout win to show that maybe they're a real contender.
Mike, staying along the lines of staying a contender from Tennessee's point of view, Tennessee still has the number one and number two teams in the nation. I mean, to think they're going to go sweep Georgia and Alabama is a tall order. Just from a mathematical standpoint, a loss today for Tennessee, I mean, just mathematically devastating, right? Would be devastating mathematically.
Well, I mean, you know, the reality of it is it's year two for Josh Heupel. And if he can get a win over Alabama or Georgia, I mean, mission accomplished, right? You want to, you know, move the ball forward there, move the rock, as Mark D'Antonio said at Michigan State. You got to make progress, right? It's been so long since, you know, they haven't beaten Georgia since 2016, same year they beat Florida. And they haven't beaten Alabama since, my goodness, when? 2000 and, gosh, I can't even.
Like 12 years.
Yeah, it's about 12, 13 years, yeah.
At least, right? Yeah, so. Yeah. You know, realistically, I don't know. I know what you're saying. You know, mathematically, it would be tough. But if we're being honest, I mean, nobody's going to beat Georgia until maybe November. I have a hard time believing Georgia could lose two games. I mean, it could happen. It's really hard to say because, you know, I don't. You know, Shane Beamer did such a great job last year. I don't want to penalize him for doing a great job. And South Carolina won seven games last year with four different starting quarterbacks. Yeah. That's remarkable. Okay. But the fact of the matter is they're really not that good. Spencer Rattler is a great quarterback. He really is. But the timing, the defense was missing five starters against Georgia. I mean, what is Georgia? I've got questions. I mean, Oregon is good, but not great. I think Dan Lanning was kind of still learning everybody's first name opening week. I don't know if he doesn't, you know, have scheme yet, learning personnel, Bo Nix, how do we use them? We're not, the problem is this Georgia schedule is just, it's lousy.
It really is.
And it should be a home game with Florida, but it's not. So one of their designated home games is in Jacksonville. So, like, their home schedule, I mean, imagine if you were a Georgia season ticket holder. How pissed off would you be right now? Like, you saw
next year.
This.
And next year, you saw that next year's schedule, yeah. I saw Georgia fans online.
You were
just
getting,
really, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you gave up a road game to Oklahoma, and I get it. You know,
yeah,
the
I get
league
that.
Office is playing politics with the TV contracts and all that, but instead of playing at Oklahoma, which would have been a fun trip for, you know, the boosters that can afford that kind of thing, instead you got Ball State at home. It's just a lousy home schedule. Your home games are Auburn, Vanderbilt, and Tennessee. That's your SEC home slate if you're Georgia, because you play Florida and Jacksonville.
All right, so I'm going to push back a little bit on you because, you know, last week I texted you and I said, who the hell is going to beat this Georgia team? And I honestly believe that. I don't think anybody beats them. That's number one. Number two, and I've been saying this now for 2 months, Griff, and I want you to underscore this. If they go 13-0 and they win the SEC and Stetson throws 35 touchdowns and 3,500 yards, he's not only going to New York, he's winning the Heisman.
He's got to be. Yeah.
He's winning it.
Well, now, Matt, I'll tell you, it's always relative. Because what's Ohio State doing? What's Stroud doing?
It doesn't matter. You're talking about the defending
national
champion.
I'm going to tell you why it does matter. I'm going to tell you why. There was a guy named Peyton Manning who was pretty good, didn't win the Heisman Trophy. When the Big Ten has a guy, when the Big Ten and the big cities up north, see, this is why the SEC needs Florida to be good. Because Florida is a large, large populated state that's got a lot of power. All you Florida Gator riders used to knock everybody down and run over everybody, and that's why everybody resents the Gators, because those Florida Gator riders would rub it in. Spurrier would say those things. Florida is a powerful state. It is a powerful state. And the fact that your football stinks right now is not good for the league. It really isn't. The SEC needs Florida to be good.
Yep.
Because politically, if C.J. Stroud is undefeated, he is going to win the Heisman over Stetson Bennett. And you heard Desmond Howard yesterday. I interviewed Desmond. I don't know if you guys saw that video. I came up here just being a reporter and asked Desmond Howard what Stetson Bennett would have to do to win the Heisman. He said, are you a bulldog? What are you doing here? Like, he didn't want to answer the question.
Well, to be fair, to be fair, you are talking to Desmond Howard, okay? So,
but the point of it, yeah, to be fair, he's a national figure on, you know, the number one college game day show, and I'm asking him about the number one team in the country.
Right,
I think that's
right.
Kind of part of the job. But his point, and it resonates because he's not the only one that thinks this way. He said, I need to see a few more games before I'm ready to welcome somebody into my fraternity. A few more good games. And I think there's something to be said, because the fact is he hasn't been tested. And when I say you can say, well, that's not his fault. I agree. But what made Tim Tebow so great and makes
big
Tim
games.
Tebow so great?
Big games. Yep, big
and,
games.
And the way Tim persevered, the way he carried his team. I mean, you just felt like you could put a mountain between Tim Tebow and what he wants, and that guy's going to find a way over it or through it. I mean, he's just a remarkable person. Not just a remarkable athlete.
Right.
Stetson Bennett's a good quarterback with a great supporting cast. You know what I'm saying? If C.J. Stroud's
I understand what you're saying, and I understand the whole C.J. Stroud thing. I get it. I totally get it.
You're the Cinderella story is what you're telling.
No, I think the voters are going to, you know, if you start to really look at this, he played really well in that championship game. Really well. The deep throw in the championship game was as good as anything he's done.
He played good in the fourth quarter. I mean, you realize the only touchdown Alabama got it was because he fumbled at the 16. He was not good. I'm not going to say he was terrible. He was not good for three
way
quarters.
Too hard on him, man. Way too hard.
No,
and he played really well against Oregon, too. Do you think he played well against Oregon?
Yes, he did. He played well against Oregon.
Oregon's
This year's version is much better because he can throw the deep out, because he's not making bad decisions, because he's got experienced receivers, because he's got a Todd Monken, the genius, has had a whole offseason to design an offense around Stetson's strength.
I tell you this all the time. You are way too close to this to look at this realistic with him. Let's move on real quick.
Hey, Mike, real quick, Matt's kind of salty today He came in
really
salty. He's arguing to everybody.
Let's move on real quick.
He's
Griff,
heated today.
Griff,
Matt, you're
Texas A&M and Arkansas in Jerry's world. Max Johnson, they couldn't protect him. What's going to happen in this game?
Well, you know, Arkansas gave up 30 points. You talk about, you know, Sam Pittman and likability, and, you know, I love this guy. I love this hire. I mean, my goodness, I want to eat milk and cookies with Sam Pittman or have a beer or whatever. This guy is the warmest, most welcoming college football. I can't even think of a more likable. I don't know if there ever has been a more likable coach, Matt.
He's high on the list,
I love this guy. How do you not love this? It's like the movie. I love this guy. What movie was that where they hypnotized the wrong Missy or something? Okay.
I don't know where you're at, Mike.
you got to see it. The wrong Missy. I see that movie. It's a great movie. here's my thing, though.
All right.
Jimbo Fisher. We have roused Jimbo Fisher. Jimbo is got the swag back. I'm buying in on Jimbo Fisher.
The chips went down.
Wow.
The oil money was put. He's got his back to the wall. I am going to go. I'm all in on Jimbo finding a way to motivate the guy that won the national title at Florida State, the old quarterback that he was, the national player of the year at Stanford, national champion. I'm going to go with Jimbo Fisher and those renegade Aggies to find a way against the warm and friendly Sam Pittman and the Hogs in their run game. Because I just think the, you know, maybe they'll be bounty, maybe they'll, you know, added incentive for A&M play. I just, for some reason, and I could be well off, I could be way off, but I gotta think A&M shows some backbone here.
All right, I mean, I love A&M's pass rush, and I also think you're being a little sarcastic there. So, but I love
with
it.
What?
You know we love it. You know we love it, man. All right,
no,
listen.
I picked Texas A&M. I'm in on Jimbo. I think Jimbo Fisher, right before our eyes, has had like a man crisis and started to doubt himself and look in the mirror. And I think the guy's had to do some soul searching from this summer. I really do. And we all go through tough times in life. These guys, they're not, you know, it happens
agree.
To everybody.
Agree. All right, we got to go real quick. Believer, non-believer with Ole Miss.
Well, as far as believe what? 9 or 10 team?
Right. I mean, are they a team that can, in the West, can win big games?
Like what? Yeah, they can lose, and they can lose big games. It's Lane Kiffin, you know, and it's Ole Miss, and there's a ceiling, right? And I think, I don't think they're a threat to win the West, but they got a good test today. They play the number one offense in the country. I mean, you know, but Ole Miss is, you know, so it's Ole Miss. It's, you know, it's never going to, you know, there's limits there.
Right.
And
right.
They got good players. They got some good transfers, Matt, but, yeah, it's a little too early for me to think. You know, I think LSU is the potential titan of the West. That's the sleeping giant. And Brian Kelly, the remarkable job he did, you know, turning that team midway through the Mississippi, that was a huge win for LSU.
That's
a team that's on the come up.
Yeah, I don't disagree there. All right, you can read him at DogNation.com. Watch him with Feinbaum on the SEC Network. Griff, you are our own DMX,
nice
brother.
Job,
we appreciate
Mike.
You, man.
Appreciate it, guys.
Have
appreciate
fun today,
it.
Man.
It should be a good one today.
All right. That's Mike Griffith. There's none better than the
SEC. What was the movie reference thing he had going? I don't either.
I have no idea. But it was still magical is what it was. All right. We got 1 hour down, a half hour
what?
To go. We got our All-American. We got our All-American Shannon Snell coming up after the break. He's going to talk
started,
a little
Matt.
Gators. And
we've only
gonna,
been here 5 minutes.
We're going to try and get a couple of national stuff real quick after Shannon, then we get into the picks, and then we're going to wrap this thing up. Come back on the other side. We got about 30 minutes to go on this Saturday kickoff brought to you by our good friends at Bueller Air Conditioning and Sonny's Real Pit Barbecue.
Because five quarters are better than four. The Window World of Northeast Florida, fifth quarter with Hacker and Leon Searcy. 2 hours after the final whistle on game day. Live from Perfect Rack Billiards in Murray Hill. Brought to you by Eastern Roofing Company and Dr. George Barry and Barry Orthopedics.
Stay cooler with Bueller.
Pickett here. About 2 years ago, I had Bueller Air out to install the nicest system we've ever had at our home. Why did I choose Bueller? Well, they were and still are locally owned, and their service is immaculate. I mean, they really have the coolest guys in town. Right now, they even have 0% financing available on all new systems. So remember, for AC needs, stay cooler with Bueller.
Bueller Air. Stay cooler with Bueller.
Hockey fans, SportsForecaster.com has the best insight and analysis for the upcoming hockey season. Get a free account at SportsForecaster.com and download our 150-page NHL preview and fantasy guide featuring player write-up stats and projections for the upcoming season, plus a fantasy draft cheat sheet. SportsForecaster is the best hockey publication, so learn more about the Lightning, the Panthers, and all teams. SportsForecaster is your essential hockey resource. Visit SportsForecaster.com and sign up today.
Summer's over, but those joint pains are still there. Time to do something. Hey, Leon Searcy here. I want you to call QC Kinetics now. You've put it off long enough. It's time for real lasting relief from chronic pain in your knees, in your back, in your shoulders, and your hips. QC Kinetics can get you moving again with cutting-edge regenerative treatments. With no drugs, no downtime, and no surgery. Regenerative medicine uses highly concentrated healing properties from your own body to restore and repair damaged tissues. And QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in this exciting breakthrough natural approach to eliminating joint pain. Lots of people here have done this, and they are living their life to the fullest, pain-free. Don't assume the old ways of dealing with joint pain are the only ways. Call QC Kinetics today. Stop putting it off. Call now for a free consultation. 904-274-5522. Houston Kinetics in Mandarin and Ponte Vedra. That's 904-274-5522.
Congratulations to Exit Real Estate Gallery and their continued support of the Jacksonville Jaguars. As a proud partner since 2016, Exit's unwavering commitment to the Jaguars illustrates their commitment to the North Florida community. A trusted local leader in real estate, Exit's footprint spans throughout the region with 7 offices and over 400 realtors to help you with your real estate needs. So whether you're looking to sell, buy, or rent local real estate, an Exit agent is always available to assist.
Mia O'Brien here to update you on what's going on with MyBookie. Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers? Jacksonville's own Mac Jones or Lamar Jackson? It's a showdown of young guns and the old guard. And nothing makes these matchups more exciting than having skin in the game at MyBookie. MyBookie has super contests, survivor pools, and a double deposit bonus that gives you everything you need to secure the bag. Getting started is simple. Sign up today and use promo code 1010XL. That's promo code 1010XL, and you'll double your first deposit instantly. Again, promo code 1010XL to double your deposit up to $1,000 with MyBookie. This isn't your grandfather's bookie. This is MyBookie. Put your money where your mouth is and get rewarded for it. And don't forget that promo code 1010XL to double your first deposit instantly. Begin your winning season today exclusively at MyBookie.
I'm Taylor Rose with our Remedy Staffing Westside office off of Normandy Boulevard. We are helping great people find great jobs. Remedy has helped some of the best employers in Jacksonville find talented job seekers like you for over 25 years. Our current job openings range from entry-level distribution center pickers to equipment operators. Apply today at remedygoodjobs.com. Don't wait. Apply at remedygoodjobs.com now.
Sports fans, this is David Garrard here. And if you're suffering from orthopedic soreness, make an appointment at Southeast Orthopedic Specialist, where everyone is treated like a pro.
This is Dr. Kevin Murphy with Southeast Orthopedic Specialist, where athletes are treated like pros. Thanks to all of you who have allowed us to be part of your recovery. Call us at Southeast Orthopedic Specialist if you ever have a need.
Relieve pain and get back to life. Southeast Orthopedic Specialist.
Hey Jacksonville, I'm sure by now you've seen our bright green GFL trucks and containers throughout the greater Jacksonville area. We are an industry leader in solid waste and would love the opportunity to earn your business. We are committed to customer service, reliability, and have unwavering focus on safety. Whether commercial or construction, let us haul your waste away. Call 904-760-5880 to get a quote today. GFL, green for life.
Georgia Bulldog football.
Stay close to what the dogs are doing. I'm Andrew Gibson. I'll bring you the Bulldog Report all season on 1010XL.
Brought to you by Travis Cummings and the Bailey Group. This is the flagship station of the Florida Gators. WJXL-AM and FM, Jacksonville Beach.
1010XL.
1010XL.
Your home of the Florida Gators.
This 1010XL 92.5 FM hour is powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Call 904-600-4000. That's 904-600-4000.
Getting game day underway.
The Buehler Air Conditioning. Saturday kickoff on 1010XL. Brought to you by Sonny's Barbecue.
Back in the Saturday kickoff. We're into hour two here. The kickoff, of course, is brought to you by Buehler Air Conditioning and our friends at Sonny's Barbecue. And speaking of Sonny's, we've got our All-American. It's time for our Coach's Corner with the pitmaster himself, Shannon.
Now.
I'm ready to go in, Coach. Just give me a chance.
Coach's Corner with former Florida All-American and Sonny's pitmaster, Shannon.
Wow.
Brought to you by Buehler Air Conditioning. Stay cooler with Buehler.
You're a big star with an open like that. Holy cow.
That's
good stuff.
Pretty dope.
Whoa.
That was pretty dope right there. How you guys doing today?
Doing great, Shannon. Shannon, before we get deep into it, I wanted to ask you this as a player, okay? As a player, If you are a Tennessee player and you understand the history of this rivalry, is it better to give Florida one of those gut punches like Florida gave them over the last two decades, like four different times, those the throws and the last-minute touchdowns, or is it better to have like a 45-13 blowout?
I think you need to leave no doubt. If you're Tennessee and you come out and you are what everybody says you are, you got to come out swinging, because at this point in the season for Tennessee, they have something to prove. I think it's all on their shoulders to prove that Tennessee is back. And, you know, everybody knows where Florida is right now. Florida's not going into this game with any pressure, unlike years past. So I think Tennessee needs to come out and they need to put a whooping on Florida if that's what they're going to do. I don't think it's going to be like that, but it seems like a lot of people are picking Tennessee, and Tennessee needs to perform like they're a national power.
Okay, real quickly now, I've been saying this, and I'm trying to find an answer because I just don't know. How do you go from a guy who played like he played, Anthony Richardson played like he did against Utah, the way he was framed and he was set and he was throwing on time and with the anticipation, he was making NFL throws out there. How do you go from that guy to 7 days later being a guy who says, I've lost confidence? Have you seen that before at that position, not only in your playing time at Florida, but in the NFL as well?
I mean, I've never seen it personally, Matt. I've heard of it. This is just, it's been a little bit of a rough fall. And, you know, that Kentucky game was obviously going to haunt him a little bit. I mean, that's, you know, people are looking at that in Anthony Richardson's career right now as a defining game, and they forget about what he did at Utah. I think right now he's a little bit in his head, but, you know, he has all the tools. I think everybody's seen how freakish athletic he is. He has a big arm. It really is about the just getting out of his own head right now. I think he got caught up a little bit too much in his press clippings after that first game, because he came out on fire and they were talking Heisman and, you know, top five draft pick and all this other stuff. And it's hard as a 18, 19, 20-year-old student-athlete not to listen to that kind of stuff and think, hey, you're the greatest thing since sliced bread. So I think, you know, at some point in time, I think Florida turns him loose today. I think they've been very conservative. Wanted to keep him healthy because we talked about depth issues at Florida.
Right.
Like, Anthony Richardson is that guy. And the next guy, nothing against Kitna, but he hasn't had the same amount of reps, doesn't have the same amount of same athleticism. So they want to keep him healthy. But I think for Florida, with that one loss, I think they turn Anthony loose today. And I think Tennessee has a deal with that Anthony Richardson that you saw in the Utah game.
You know, Shannon, you wonder if Anthony Richardson might be a guy, particularly at this point in his career, that as the game starts, he kind of needs to get dirty, get tackled, get thrown around a little bit. With that being the case, would you think maybe, hey, let's go 12 personnel, run power right, run 12 personnel, run power left, and just to get him in the game, get him dirtied up a little bit?
I think you guys are going to see a little bit of a different game script, because we're not talking about – I think the offense will be fine. They'll be able to run the ball. I think the offensive front for Florida's weight, I think they're much better than Tennessee's front seven. But with that being said, is that you got to keep Hendon Hooker off the field. Tennessee's offense is the real story here.
It really is.
What they've been able to do, that spread offense that they've been able to run. They're down their big wide receiver today. But in the same breath, is that Tennessee is the most explosive I've ever seen Tennessee. Now, I've been watching Tennessee football since 1993, and I've never seen them better at this point in time. I've never seen them have the ability to put up this amount of points. So I think Florida wants to keep a very mild game script when it comes to offense. I don't think they want to get into a shootout with Tennessee. That shouldn't be the thing. So I think Florida runs the ball. I think you'll see some more runs out of Anthony. I think you'll see some ball control. So you won't see him unleashed. You won't see him, you know, dropping back and throwing the ball 50 times unless Florida gets down by an enormous amount of points. But I think the game plan will fit the script today.
All right. Our All-American, our pitmaster, Shannon Snell. Shannon, I'm asking this because not only do you know this rivalry intimately because you played in it, you also played in the 2002 game, the last time Tennessee was favored by a large margin, the largest other than this one. In 2002, it was Zook's first year. You guys go up to Knoxville. What was that like, and what were you guys, knowing you were the underdog, what was that like, and what is that atmosphere like there?
Just to be completely honest, Tennessee is probably minus the Swamp, is one of the loudest stadiums you ever go to. It's built for sound. The fans are crazy. I do remember that game. It was a really rainy game in Tennessee. The thing for Florida is the same thing in that game. They have to jump on Tennessee quickly. They have to be able to come out, lessen the turnovers. And this is exactly what happened at Utah. They came out. They were running the ball down the field. They were hitting some passes. and they fumble. You know, something happened really quick. They can't do that in this environment. They're not at home. I think people underestimate Good the point. Environment that they're walking into. Right. They underestimate the environment that they're walking into, because if you jump on them early, Tennessee fans tend that sound barrier comes down a little bit. I'm telling you right now, Florida runs off of a silent count. So I don't think that's going to be a huge issue with jumping off sides and all that other stuff. But I do think that we talk about momentum and how that plays into the mental aspect of the game, especially where Anthony Richardson is at right now. A few mistakes early could turn this game into really, really ugly really quickly for them. But I do think if they come out, jump on them, start moving the ball, it'll kind of be reminiscent of that 2002 game, minus if Tennessee doesn't drop the ball. It's not going to be rainy. It's going to be loud. So I do think there's some similarities there, Matt. But I think at the end of the day, if Florida comes out and they start to move the ball a little bit, they lessen the turnovers, they have a real shot of going into the half, at least with tied up or the game close. And the further the game goes along with the game being close, I think they have a really good shot of winning the game.
All right, my man. We appreciate all your analysis and breakdown. Real quick, before you go, you got a score for us?
I do. I think that people, I'm sure your text line is going to get lit up after this. I think the Gators win. Of course, I'm going to pick them. I think the Gators win this game 28-27.
Wow. All right. He's Shannon Snell, former Florida All-American, and Sonny's real pit.
Thanks, Shannon.
Pit master. Shannon, awesome job, man. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, guys. Y'all have a good one.
All right. Shannon's played in some of these games, some big games. All right. We need to go to a break. We're going to come back. We're going to do our picks. Somebody's got to beat us. Let's see if Donnie, right? Donnie. Let's see if Donnie can do it this
Donnie.
Week. We'll be back on the other side. It's Saturday kickoff here. Brought to you by our friends at Bueller Air Conditioning and Sonny's Real Pit Barbecue. And, of course, Sonny's Real Pit Barbecue.
Here's Greer. Lot of time.
All right, that was for all you Gator fans out there that have been beaten over the head for the last hour and a half because you think, you know, you have no hope. I just threw that one out there for you one last time. All right, we're wrapping this thing up. It's a Saturday kickoff brought to you by our good friends of Bueller Air Conditioning and, of course, Sonny's Real Pit Barbecue. I just wanted a quick national thing that I want you all to look at this week before the games end or before the show ends. The Nebraska job. Baylor at Iowa State is a great game to watch because you've got Dave Aranda at Baylor, who won the Big 12 in his second season. You've got Matt Campbell at Iowa State, who has led them to five straight bowl games, which, you know, Nebraska hasn't been to a bowl game in five seasons. You got two guys that I think either one of those guys would be elite coaches for Nebraska. Elite guys. And most certainly better than a guy named Urban Meyer, which is the name that was floated around last week, which is absolutely ridiculous. All right, it's a short show this week because, of course, we've got Gator pregame coming up here right after the show. It's Florida. It's Tennessee. It's live from Knoxville. Suck it up. Get ready. It's going to be a long game. You might be surprised by what happens there, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Get some drinks.
And remember, next week, too.
Yeah. Get some drinks. Get some eats. Get ready for the game. Get fired up. Watch some ball. There's nothing better than college ball, people. Just enjoy it. We only have 12 weekends a year. Just enjoy these things, man. Next week, we will not be on because the Gators kick at noon. We will be on the following week, which would be October 8th. I know you'll be jonesing for us, but believe me, we will be back on the 8th, bigger and badder than ever. Trust
Let's
me.
Let's go.
All right, it's a Saturday kickoff, y'all. Have a great Saturday. Drink and eat, but not to excess.